The New Jersey Democratic State Committee will reassign Tulalip Kevin Olesinoy from his current duties and bring in a new executive director, specifically Celia Valenda, who came to the committee through New Jersey 11th for Change. Valenda managed Chairman John Curry's winning campaign for chair, and originally came to prominence when former U.S. Representative Rodney Frilling Hyson, R11, identified her in a much-ridiculed letter to Valenda's boss at the bank as ringleader of protesters opposing Frilling Hyson. It was the moment the bottom dropped out of Frilling Hyson's re-election. That paved the way for U.S. Representative Mike Sherrill, D11, a key Valenda ally, to snag the Morris County-based seat. In the aftermath of the Adam Alonso-Liz-Gilbert debacle, Olesinoy is not expected to disappear, but Valenda will play a targeted statewide role with the organization, while the former ed will be more involved in New Jersey's preparation for the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee. Olesinoy served as the executive director of the Rhode Island Democratic Party and previously worked on President Barack Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. He originally got the state committee ed job in July of 2019 as the replacement for Gilbert, now damaged by the Milwaukee DNC host committee story. This from the Milwaukee Business Journal. Liz Gilbert and Adam Alonso were fired from their top leadership positions with the Milwaukee Democratic National Convention host committee Tuesday night after an investigation found the committee's work environment did not meet the ideals and expectations of the organization's board. In her role as campaign manager, Valenda, formerly the head of New Jersey 11th for Change, worked to mobilize support among state committee members and to connect with grassroots advocates, progressive leaders and other community organizations.